This won't end well for Illinois.
Here's a three. It ended well.
McCourt for the win. In the air. It is up. And it is gone.
Fourth and 16. Pressure comes. Emmanuel Bebe with the ball in the air. Makes the catch.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Oski Talk. My name is Anthony Pasquale with Patrick Catizone, and two games later, we're here to recap the last two games for Illinois, and this team has hit the 20-win mark for the first time in a while.
Yeah, it feels good to be back on top. I think Brad Underwood had a great press conference afterwards, said, hey, and a lot of players said, hey, like, yeah, 20 wins is great, March is here, but we got Ohio State on Thursday.
Yeah, it's so on to the next one.
It was on the next one right away, which is a great mentality. I think that goes says a lot to the culture of the basketball team that he's had. Hey, look, we love the great win today against Indiana, but Ohio State's next. But not for us. We're talking about Indiana.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, they might be on to the next one. We're going to look back in the rearview mirror and just talk about it a little bit. We're actually going to start with the Northwestern game because we didn't get a chance to recap for that one for you guys yet. Neither of us predicted the score, but we predicted an Illinois win, and that it was 74-66 in Evanston, and boy, did Alan Griffin come to play.
Yeah, he really stepped up in this one, and I just want to...
I'm going to give you credit, because before the game, that's the guy you said you want to see step
yeah,
up.
Yeah, so. I did say that. 24 points was honestly amazing game, but... You know, the typical guys did their job as well.
Yeah, double-double for Kofi, 12 points, 14 boards, 21 points for Io. I mean, he's quietly putting up like 20 a game now.
Yeah, he's playing at his peak performance right now, which is great for his draft stock. But not to hinder anything about Alan Griffin, if you want to talk about him for a little bit. Look, he had the hot hand. He showed it himself. He's like, hey, look at me go.
This is my hand.
Yeah. it's red hot right now.
Yeah. I mean, this is the guy I've been looking at all year. He's been my favorite player to watch this year. He brings so much energy to the team, athleticism defensively and offensively. I mean, since when did they start throwing oops to Alan Griffin? He's not that tall.
Yeah.
And he has mad hops, and he has a lights-out jump shot that has really come a long way from last year. I don't know if you remember, the first time we recorded an episode over summer, we recapped the game in Italy, and he had like 27 points, and we were like, keep an eye on him this year. I mean, look at him now. This is regular almost. Obviously not 24 points, but he makes a difference every single game. He's going to be a huge factor down the stretch. I think, especially with Tevian Jones not taking that step this year, boy, is Illinois lucky that Alan Griffin did.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you look at his season averages, he's doubled. Here's the biggest thing. So he's doubled his offensive rebounds from his freshman year to sophomore year. He's tripled his defensive rebounds. That's where I feel like he really makes and breaks his game, is how good is he at getting boards and playing defense. And we'll talk about his performance in Indiana a little bit later.
Yeah,
but in Northwestern, it was certainly great. I feel like, you know, that offensive production hitting threes comes when he gets really into the game. And when he's into the game, one way he gets in the game is getting big boards.
Yeah, the 24 points looks great, but bringing down 7 rebounds is also huge. I mean, you don't expect your off-the-bench guard to be second on your team in rebounds consistently.
Right.
And he always is. Kofi, obviously, number one. Griffin's right there behind him.
Oh, yeah. He had a great game. And like we said, that was followed up by a great performance from Io and Kofi. So that's the perfect mixture to win games. If Kofi and I are doing well, and you find a third guy,
you need that third guy
to get production, and there's plenty of candidates for that, whether it's Trent, Andres, or Allen. Even Georgie, I'll put him in the mix too. Obviously, he's been struggling a little bit, but those guys really have stepped up.
Yeah, they have, and like you said, you want to get that third guy. Io and Kofi were great tonight against Indiana. Who was that third guy this time? Andres Feliz. 15 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists for him. I really liked this game against Indiana. It had a tournament vibe to it, just the way that no team ever got that far ahead. I think the biggest lead of the game was Illinois up 6 or up 7. It was back and forth, a lot of physicality, a lot of jump shots being knocked down. And, you know, when it came to it, Kofi Coburn took over the game. Io DeSumo had ice in his veins yet again, and Andres Felice showed up on the defensive end, actually, to clinch it for this team.
Yeah, look, again, we like you just said, we had Andres Felice have a great game. You know, one thing I will say, when you mentioned it, it felt like a March game. I feel like Archie Miller really used his timeouts effectively in this one. Every time, it wasn't even like a big lead. Like, Illinois would jump ahead by three on like a 5-0 run, and he'd call a timeout because the State Farm Center started getting really, really loud.
Yeah,
and
whenever, he kept the crowd out of it to the best of his ability today.
And that was really impressive, I will say. And look, Archie Miller's, like, the worst part of that game was the last 2 minutes when the crowd was way into the game and the Illini won it.
Yeah.
With that pressure, you're not going to beat Io DeSumo. With that crowd, you're not going to beat Io. You're not going to beat Kofi either. You know, they feed off that energy.
Yeah, Kofi had 6 blocks. Yeah. How often do you see a big man have more blocks than he does rebounds? I mean, that's absurd.
Yeah, he was great. Let's get into his game a little bit for this one. He was bad in the first half. Yeah. 3 points, 2 boards, not doing well.
And then he went on like an 8-0 run by himself in the second half, just coming down with rebounds, putting everything in, taking fouls. Here's the thing. He made 7 out of 10 free throws today. If he can shoot like that at the line, he becomes so much of a better player. A lot of teams use the hack-a-shack philosophy on Kofi, but if he's knocking down the free throws, he'll make you pay.
Yeah, he absolutely will. And look, Kofi struggles. Underwood said it at half. He's like, at half, I told, like, we're going to challenge him. They're going to make the best out of what's happening. They're going to keep going to him. And to Kofi's credit, he stepped up to the plate too. And let's talk a little bit about Io in that those late couple of minutes. In the presser, he said something along the lines of when he was at Morgan Park, he wasn't doing that. When he was playing AAU, he couldn't get the late minute points, and how much he's worked at that, and now he's completely hitting those clutch shots. I mean, what Andy Katz called him he power ranked the clutch players, and Iowa's number one.
You talk about the Big Ten, he might be the most clutch player in the country. Like, the shot he hit, it was 62-60, shot clock winding down, nails a three. That to me decided the game, that one. And then it's that regularly, like slicing through the lane for a layup with a couple seconds left. He's doing that every game. He gets better as the game goes on. You just don't see that all the time. And that's like, that's kind of intangible. I don't think you can learn to be clutch. You can practice at it, like he said he did, but that's not something you could just learn. I think that might be his biggest asset to a future NBA team. Sure, the transition offense is phenomenal and he's got a good head on his shoulders, but he can take over a game when you need it most. That's what NBA scouts are looking for.
Yeah, I agree, and he certainly, you know, added to that. And Underwood said afterwards, Io is just adding our chapter to his book of just absolute clutchness.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Look, Io keeps on adding to his draft stock, and that's what's going to happen. But down the stretch, you know, you look at some of these March teams and how big is 20? Or like, you're confirming into the March Madness bracket after that one.
Yeah, to me, I feel like, especially in a conference like the Big Ten, 20 wins before the conference tournament should just about clinch you getting into the tournament. Plus, Illinois has, as they said on the broadcast today, a pretty strong resume because they've beaten a lot of good teams. You know, 2 wins against Michigan. They have the win against Purdue. And they still have some room left to grow that resume with a ranked game against Ohio State coming up this week. And then on Sunday, they play Iowa at home to close out the year. So big week ahead for this Illinois team. They just followed up probably their best week of the year with 3 wins. So it's looking bright in Champaign.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I would like to say this too, kind of rounding out the Indiana talk. But Georgie played a little bit better in this one.
Yeah, you could just see a sense of relief on his face. Like, he was smiling again. And I loved watching that.
Yeah, and Underwood got a little bit choked up when talking about him. So he kind of kept it brief. He was like, You know, he loves Kofi. You know, there's no one who works as hard as Kofi. And Georgie, my bad. And Georgie and the guy who's always rooting on the bench and being that guy, even though he was having such a bad couple of a month, really, of February. He's still that guy. He's still in the gym working hard. And, you know, what an inspiration that is to the team, even though he's still doing bad. I think Underwood really loved that and loved the character that Georgie brought.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have a spectacular game, 6.6 rebounds, but you felt his presence a little bit more today than you have in the past, and that makes this Illini team that much better as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving on, let's talk a little bit about we'll recap Ohio State on the Thursday episode, but let's talk a little bit about Illini baseball this weekend. Two big wins.
They had a really good weekend.
Creamed by number one, but let's talk about those two wins.
Yeah, you go into a weekend where you have to face three ranked teams, the number 13, the number 23, and the number one team in the country. If you told them you're going to get two wins, they're going to be very happy with that. They won a 1-0 game behind Ty Weber's almost seven shutout innings on Friday night against Texas A&M, followed that up with a 4-2 win over Oklahoma State, and then fell to the number one team in the country on Sunday, 14-1, but, you know, really good weekend for this team.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. Texas A&M game is really impressive because you go against a top 15 prospect in
baseball. Yeah, that guy's gonna get drafted. First round.
You battle with him. Ty Weber battles for 6.5.
Outduels him, I'll say.
Yeah.
Outduels him because Illinois comes out on top in that one. Brandon Kamiya, red hot at the plate. Alex Steinbach, red hot. You know, Sarver and McDonald are starting to get into it a little bit.
Yeah.
Taylor Jackson had a really big steal to set up that go-ahead run on Friday night. I think six players had two hits on Saturday. The offense is coming in bunches for this team, and the pitching staff has been pretty good.
Yeah. You know, I feel like a lot of people said that the pitching staff had to be good this year for – the Illini be good, but I feel like a lot of that was because they knew that the position players and in terms of batting, the Illini were going to be that good. I disagree. I think you knew coming in that the pitching was going to be good. It was whether or not Kamiya could have a big season, Sarver could have a big season, McDonald. And maybe we got some of those names wrong, guys who had to have a big season for the Illini to be good. But it is Kamiya who's stepping up. It's
yeah.
The ability to score runs of this Illini team that's keeping them winning games. I think that Oklahoma State game more speaks to that, the 4-2 victory.
Yeah, I do too. I think their lineup could be much more complete than just a couple of good players, and it showed that on Saturday night. I also think, as it showed on today against UCLA, they could also be shut down, and that's just about any team, but they got a quick turnaround after this travel. They play home opener on Tuesday, so that should be exciting. Finally get to play at home after nine games on the road.
Yeah, it's going to be decent weather too, so that'll be a good one to go to if you're living in the Champaign area or if you want to go visit on a weekday and enjoy some Illini baseball.
If you're not, I'll be on the call on BTN Plus, so check that out if you're not coming to the game. But for now, I think that'll do it from us here at Oski Talk. My name's Anthony Pasquale, and for Patrick Catazone, thank you guys for listening. ILL.
I and I.